Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to the Flying Squirrels pregame warm-up presented by Air Force Reserve. Jake Eisenberg with you, getting your set for the second game of this three-game series between the Richmond Flying Squirrels and the Altoona Curve. Hitting coach Francisco Morales joins us on the Flying Squirrels pregame warm-up now. First thing for you today, we've got the pitcher Alfred Gutierrez hitting in the 8-hole. Jineshri Fargas batting 9th. First time we've seen that this season. What went into that decision?
Well, it's a manager strategy. So we figured, you know, we need to shake things up, and that doesn't hurt us in any way in the lineup. You know, some people done that before, even in the big league. So I don't think it's a big deal. He only is going to hit 8 the first time through the lineup. After that, it's like any position players. You know, you lead off, but you only lead off to begin the game. After that, you can be hitting in the fourth spot, in the third spot, in the second spot during any inning.
Does Jineshri, with his speed, kind of profile as a prototypical second leadoff hitter, so to speak?
Yeah, that's you can say that. I don't think it would affect him. It doesn't affect him. He, you know, that's not an ego thing. That's not a macho thing. You know, we just try to check things up and, you know, come out with the win today.
It's fair to say that over the last week or so, runs have been at a little bit of a premium. How do you snap out of that funk?
It's been tough April for us offensively, but I'm positive. The guys are positive. We know we have the talent to come out of this, to change things. Like I say, too much talent. It's just a tough start for us offensively, but, you know, we had the players, we have the ability to get out of it, and why not starting today?
Chatting here with hitting coach Francisco Morales on the Flying Squirrels pregame warm-up presented by Air Force Reserve. First pitch at 4 o'clock today between the Flying Squirrels and the Altoona Curve. This is your second year with the Richmond Flying Squirrels, so you've had a chance to see some guys last year improve to this season. One guy who seems to be making that jump, Jonah Arenado, hit 200 last season. This year he's currently leading the team in batting average. What's been the difference for him?
His mindset. I think he came out even, you know, starting the spring training with a different mindset. He made some adjustments. He knew the adjustment that he needed to make, and he did a great job in the all season working on those stuff that he needed to work on. And right now, you know, he's swinging and striding. He's sticking with his plan throughout the AB. So all the credits to him and to the work that he put in the all season, and it's paying off.
And we've seen a bunch of other guys make adjustments early on this season. Jacob Hayward's off to a great start.
Yeah, Jacob Hayward is, you know, he knows the strike zone. You know, his main thing is swinging in strikes and you know, taking his walk, take what the pitcher is giving him. So right now, you know, that's what he's got working for him right now. You know, he's swinging a strike and putting good swing on the ball. Another guy that I can say that is doing a good job is Jalen Miller. No, Miller swinging in strides and not trying to do too much.
One guy who started off a little bit slowly seems to have started to swing the bat better is Heath Quinn. He's got doubles in his last couple of games, both to the opposite field. What have you seen in terms of his development this year?
There's a lot of hits that way. That's what I just keep telling him. He's a strong guy with power that he's got to realize that not every pitcher in the league is going to challenge him. So he needs to use the right side of the field, the middle of the field more often, and he's been doing it. So, you know, it's all a matter of time. Like I said, you know, we had too much talent. The guys are going to put it together. I'm happy with the work that they put in, the preparation they put in before the game, you know, and things are going to change.
Got to see Pedro Vasquez last week. What's the scouting report like on him second time around?
He's got a good arm. You know, he's a fastball pitcher with, you know, average secondary stuff. So the key for us today to beat him is get him in the strike zone, not expanding the strike zone, and hunting that fastball.
Mo, thank you so much. Best of luck today.
Thank you.
We'll be right back in the Flying Squirrels pregame warm-up presented by Air Force Reserve. The starting lineups are next, and then it's first pitch between the Flying Squirrels and the Altoona Curve on Sports Radio 910 The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.